That's what he told me. Yeah.
I would like to call this meeting of the Pearland Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors to order at 5:01 p.m. Let the record show that all directors are present with the exception of directors Dean, God, I practice and I'm going to mess up, but Dean and Craig Slater. Can I get a moving on to the approval of minutes? Can I get a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the January 15th, 2026 regular meeting?
So moved.
All right.
Second.
All right, Jerry. All right, directors, is there any discussion? All right, if none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes 5-0. Is there anyone in attendance who would like to address the board? All right. Moving on to the financial report, December 2025 monthly financial report. Matt?
So we continue to have good, strong months of sales tax, not quite that 11.9 we had that highlight in October. Only two real major expenditures that I'll bring your attention to. We did spend about $236,000 on Industrial Drive, and I think you'll start seeing more on Industrial Drive as our construction. And then we did transfer, and I think I mentioned this last month, the $4.6 million we committed to the PID. We transferred that over to the city's new PID account that they've established that has both our funds and the developer's funds that project, that the money will get drawn out as that project goes under construction. So happy to answer any questions or comments on the financials, and Tanisha is here also.
Quick question.
Yep.
Maybe I missed it somewhere along the way, but can we get year over year property tax values?
Yeah. I mean, I think we would have that in the budget, wouldn't we, Tanisha? Yeah. We could put that somewhere. You
know, I mean,
it'd only be once a year.
That's fine. I realize part of our job is to increase sales tax.
Yeah.
But, you know, if that was our only job, we'd just be looking for retail and wouldn't be looking for anything else.
Yeah. And there's charts in the financial audits and stuff that we can put those together.
If we could. I mean, you know, like, I know we'll only see it once a year.
But yeah.
I just think that would be interesting to, you know.
It is.
Yeah. Did we spend a lot of work to get the property values to go up 2% or 20%?
Yep.
All right. Anything else? All right. Can I get a motion and a second to approve the December 2025 financial report?
So moved.
JW?
Second.
All right. Let's see. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes 5-0. All right. Moving on to excuse the absence of board member Bhaktavatsalam from the January 15th, 2026 meeting.
Got it.
Can I get a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Ichi. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. All right. This is the time and place for a public hearing for the consideration of the use of sales tax proceeds from the levy of the half-cent sales and use tax approved by the voters of the city of Pearland on January 21st, 1995. Sales tax proceeds will be used for Old Town Broadway Street realignment project. Is there anyone here who would like to address the board? All right, the public hearing is closed at 5:05 p.m. Moving on to the professional services agreement for Broadway Street realignment with Kinley Horn Associates for engineering services. Matt.
So in your packet, we have an engineering agreement for $177,370 with Kinley Horn. This is for the Broadway realignment, which is one of the big ideas in the Old Town Revitalization Plan. As you'll remember, last month we brought you the Grand Link project, and so this is the second project. It breaks down, as you'll remember, Broadway into two phases, and talks about, you know, realigning, you know, basically I'd say the major traffic off of Broadway and putting it onto Walnut. So it really has two projects. One would be expand Walnut to meet TxDOT standards to realign from 518
from Broadway into the Walnut at the western portion of Old Town and at McLean Road to the eastern portion. So from here to here, it's also going to look at the intersections. It's going to look at a bridge possibly here and what the impacts of that would be over the, both the railroad tracks and Broadway. And then the phase two of this, which this is not going to look at all, would be the Broadway street redesign. So the scope of work at this stage is evaluating the right-of-way expansion impacts along Walnut and providing alternatives at each intersection with an emphasis at the BNSF and State Highway 35 crossing. They'll both do at-grade crossing, which is probably going to be more likely, and the separated with the bridge. And they'll also come back with an opinion of possible costs on the various different alignments. So they have six tasks to their work. And as you can see, it's broken down on your memo on the second page. So tonight, we're just asking for your consideration for this, for Kimley Horn for $177,000. Just conducted the public hearing. And then in your packet is all the stuff from the big idea. This was big idea number 4 in the Old Town Fund. Happy to answer any questions.
Will Walnut go from, I guess, 2 lanes now to 4 lanes?
It would probably go to 6 lanes.
6 lanes.
Yeah, that would be the idea, would make it 6 lanes. It would match the Broadway segment that's being built to the west and the segment that's called for on the east side. HGAC did a study, and it really had 2 parts. It looked at this maybe as a one-way pair, but I think we've decided the one-way pair concept's not that good. So then it came back to this concept. And so they did a little bit. They had a public hearing on this at the VFW one night on it. And then they also looked at, you know, what's going to be needed from Berry Rose all the way to 2351 and Friendswood.
Okay, that was my question. I thought when this started, it was going to be 2 one-way sections.
Yeah, that was called for back in our old town plan from 20 years ago. But I think everyone's determined that's probably not the best option. That this is probably the next best option to look at.
Everybody I asked that was around back then said it was never that way. But if you find a Pearland map from the 50s, it shows it that way.
One-way pairs.
Yeah.
And that's common in a lot of towns to have.
Yeah,
in
your urban area. Yeah.
It's very, very, very common. I think.
I just thought that.
And Conroe has it too.
Yeah. Until I read this month's deal, I thought that was the way we were going.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the work that's going to be the proposed layout.
Yeah. This would give us a good feel for how much right-of-way and how it could actually fit into that corridor. It's going to have major right-of-way impacts. Major.
And
major.
Everything we would have to take.
Yeah. And so then, you know, this would be probably set us up for another bigger study if people think that they want to move forward. And then we would start trying to work with TxDOT on funding. So this would be a very, very long-term project.
I might have missed it in here, but how for this phase one that, because we're it's phase one that we're funding, correct?
Yeah, the first phase of the realignment.
I'm sorry, on page 1, like the Walnut reconstruction.
Because, what you would normally, I think, do on this is you come through and you would reconstruct Walnut, get it into good condition, open it up, and then you come back and rebuild Broadway after that.
So my question is just, what will be their time frame on this study?
What'd they say?
A delivery by December.
Okay.
So if we approve tonight, by the end of this year, it'll have a proposal.
I have an idea.
Yeah. And it's those 6 pieces, right, of the realignment and then what they would or would not do. Number 4 is, do they do a bridge or leave it as a to grade, right?
They're going to probably show us what a bridge would do, what it look like there, and what a bridge would not look like. And that'll be up to us to decide whether, you know, a council. And then, you know, obviously we're going to have to be involving TxDOT in this. So, but they'll show you options at a bridge, how a bridge would fit in there and what the right-of-way impacts would be.
So once we have this, then discussion occurs. And then after that, you go to TxDOT.
Yep. Yeah, I would say we'll probably engage TxDOT at the staff level in some aspects as we go through this process.
Yeah. How does that work with the work that they're The 518 expansion, the plan all the way down.
Well, this is kind of goes up to the point where they're going to stop. They're going to stop right just a little bit east of Corrigan.
I thought they had plans to take it all the way eventually to Friendswood, though, no?
Well,
they've done the, I think, the first study of looking from basically the east end of this over to Friendswood. They've kind of hands off between these areas because of their narrow right-of-way and buildings that, well, every time I say this, people go, what? They consider historical because of the age of them. But it's a tight right-of-way. There's buildings they don't want to touch. So really, as we've gone through the process, they've come back time and time again and said,
yeah, so
I don't worry about it after first guess.
Right? First meeting to miss. That's what he told me.
Yeah. I would like to call this meeting of the Pearland Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors to order at 5:01 p.m. Let the record show that all directors are present with the exception of directors Dean, Dean and Craig Slater. Can I get a moving on to the approval of minutes? Can I get a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the January 15th, 2026 regular meeting?
So moved.
All right.
Second.
All right, Jerry. Second by Jerry. All right, directors, is there any discussion? All right, if none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes 5-0. Is there anyone in attendance who would like to address the board? All right, moving on to the financial report, December 2025 monthly financial report. Matt?
So we continue to have good, strong months of sales tax, not quite that 11.9 we had that highlight in October. Only two real major expenditures that I'll bring your attention to. We did spend about $236,000 on Industrial Drive, and I think you'll start seeing more on Industrial Drive as our construction. And then we did transfer, and I think I mentioned this last month, the $4.6 million we committed to the PID. We transferred that over to the city's new PID account that they've established that has both our funds and the developer's funds that project, that the money will get drawn out as that project goes under construction. So happy to answer any questions or comments on the financials, and Tanisha is here also.
Quick question.
Yep.
Maybe I missed it somewhere along the way, but can we get year over year property tax values?
Yeah. I mean, I think we would have that in the budget, wouldn't we, Tanisha? Yeah. We could put that somewhere. You
know, I mean,
it'd only be once a year.
That's fine. I realize part of our job is to increase sales tax.
Yeah.
But, you know, if that was our only job, we'd just be looking for retail and wouldn't be looking for anything else.
Yeah. And there's charts in the financial audits and stuff that we can put those together.
If we get
those
together. Yeah. I mean, you know, and I know we'll only see it once a year,
but
I just think that would be interesting to, you know.
It is.
Did we spend a lot of work and get the property values to go up 2% or 20%?
Yep.
All right. Anything else? All right. Can I get a motion and a second to approve the December 2025 financial report?
So moved.
JW?
Second.
All right, let's see. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes 5-0. All right, moving on to excuse the absence of board member Bhaktavatsalam from the January 15th, 2026 meeting.
Got it.
Can I get a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Michi. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. All right. This is the time and place for a public hearing for the consideration of the use of sales tax proceeds from the levy of the half-cent sales and use tax approved by the voters of the City of Pearland on January 21st, 1995. Sales tax proceeds will be used for Old Town Broadway Street realignment project. Is there anyone here who would like to address the board? All right, the public hearing is closed at 5:05 p.m. Moving on to the professional services agreement for Broadway Street realignment with Kinley Horn Associates for engineering services. Matt.
So in your packet, we have an engineering agreement for $177,370 with Kinley Horn. This is for the Broadway realignment, which is one of the big ideas in the Old Town Revitalization Plan. As you'll remember, last month, we brought you the Grand Link project. And so this is the second project. And so it breaks down, as you'll remember, Broadway into two phases and talks about, you know, realigning, you know, basically I'd say the major traffic off of Broadway and putting it onto Walnut. So it really has two projects. One would be expand Walnut to meet TxDOT standards to realign from 518 from Broadway into the Walnut at the western portion of Old Town and at McLean Road to the eastern portion. So from here to here, it's also going to look at the intersections. It's going to look at a bridge possibly here and what the impacts of that would be over both the railroad tracks and Broadway. And then the phase two of this, which this is not going to look at all, would be the Broadway street redesign. I didn't mean to go that far. So the scope of work at this stage is evaluating the right-of-way expansion impacts along Walnut and providing alternatives at each intersection with an emphasis at the BNSF and State Highway 35 crossing. They'll both do at-grade crossing, which is probably going to be more likely, and the separated with the bridge. And they'll also come back with an opinion of possible costs on the various different alignments. So they have six tasks to their work. And as you can see, it's broken down on your memo on the second page. So tonight, we're just asking for your consideration for this, for Kimley Horn for $177,000. Just conducted the public hearing, and then in your packet is all the stuff from the big idea. This was big idea number 4 in the Old Town Fund. Happy to answer any questions.
Will Walnut go from, I guess, 2 lanes now to 4 lanes?
It would probably go to 6 lanes.
6 lanes.
Yeah, that would be the idea, would make it 6 lanes. And so then it would match the Broadway segment that's being built to the west and the segment that's called for on the east side. HGAC did a study, and it really had two parts. It looked at this maybe as a one-way pair, but I think we've decided the one-way pair concept's not that good. So then it came back to this concept. And so they did a little bit. They had a public hearing on this at the VFW one night on it. And then they also looked at, you know, what's going to be needed from Berry Rose all the way to 2351 in Friendswood.
Okay, that was my question. I thought when this started, it was going to be 2 one-way sections.
Yeah, that okay. You know, and that was called for back in our old town plan from 20 years ago. But I think everyone's determined that's probably not the best option. That this is probably the next best option to look at.
Everybody I asked that was around back then said it was never that way. But if you find a Pearland map from the 50s, it shows it that way.
One-way pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's common in a lot of towns to have in your
area.
It's very, very, very common. I think.
I just thought that.
Like Conroe has it too.
Yeah. Until I read this one still, I thought that was the way we were going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the work that's going to be the proposed layout.
Yeah. This would give us a good feel for how much right of way and how it could actually fit into that corridor. It's going to have major right of way impacts, major.
And
major.
Everything we would have to take.
Yeah. And so then, you know, this would be probably set us up for another bigger study if people think that they want to move forward. And then we would start trying to work with TxDOT on funding. So this would be a very, very long-term project.
I might have missed it in here, but how for this phase one that, because we're it's phase one that we're funding, correct?
Yeah, the first phase of the realignment.
Right. I'm sorry, on page one, like the Walnut reconstruction.
Because, what you would normally, I think, do on this is you come through and you would reconstruct Walnut, get it into good condition, open it up, and then you come back and rebuild Broadway after that.
So I my question is just, what will be their time frame on this study?
What'd they say?
A delivery by December.
Okay.
So if we approve tonight, by the end of this year, it'll have a proposal.
Have an idea.
Yeah. And it's those 6 pieces, right? of the realignment and then what they would or would not do. Number four is, do they do a bridge or leave it as a to grade, right?
They're going to probably show us what a bridge would do, what it looked like there, and what a bridge would not look like. And that'll be up to us to decide whether, you know, a council to, and then, you know, obviously we're going to have to be involving TxDOT in this. So, but they'll show you options at a bridge, how a bridge would fit in there and what the right-of-way impacts would be.
So once we have this, then discussion occurs, and then after that, you go to TxDOT.
Yep. Yep. I would say we'll probably engage TxDOT at the staff level at in some aspects as we go through this process.
Yeah. How does that work with the work that they're, the 518 expansion, the plan all the way down?
Well, this is kind of goes up to the point where they're going to stop. They're going to stop right just a little bit east of Corrigan.
I thought they had plans to take it all the way eventually to Friendswood, though, no?
Well, they've done these. I think the first study of looking from basically the east end of this over to Friendswood, they've kind of hands off between these areas because of the narrow right of way and buildings that, while every time I say this, people go, what? They consider historical because of the age of them. But it's a tight right of way. There's buildings they don't want to touch. So really, as we've gone through the process, they've come back time and time again. So we don't want to.
When they first approached the project, it was going all the way to State Highway 35, which is a natural terminus. And then as they got into it, the next time we saw it, they stopped it. Gotcha. West back of town. Yeah. Gotcha.
They're going to leave the hard part to us.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's a real idea. That's a good analogy, explanation.
So this, the layout then is going to how to navigate to put six lanes as tight as it is in there.
Triple the size of Walnut in some areas.
Yeah. Because I think right at the corner of where the nursing home and the apartments are, right?
That's going to be the tightest spot, I would say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Lonnie Elliott said he's planning on retiring in 2 years, so.
All right. Can I get a motion and a second to approve the president to enter into a professional services agreement with Kinley Horn for the Broadway Street realignment study in the amount of $177,370?
I move.
Okay. Second.
Second by Jerry. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes 5-0. That's great. The reimbursement agreement for Kingsley Clear Creek Bridge reconstruction with the City of Pearland.
So as you remember, last month we had a public hearing on this project. We didn't quite have the engineering agreement done yet, so we talked about it there for a few minutes. But this would be a project to, as it would kind of be the first phase of getting Kingsley to be four lanes all the way up to the Beltway. And so it would generally be in the area where the four lanes stop here just south of the bridge, and then doing four lanes with a new bridge all the way up past this area, almost probably to where our city limit lines stop. And so this would be part of the TERS. The city just recently did an amendment to the TERS project to include this. And so it'd be 150 feet of a four-lane bridge across the creek and about 4,600 feet of four-lane concrete curb and gutter with underground drained and pedestrian accommodations. Reconstruction of Clear Creek Bridge is estimated to be about $4 million, including this engineering proposal, but it's going to be about $16 million probably plus to get it all the way to the Beltway. And so the engineering, this is with LJA engineering, includes design services, environmental, survey, permitting, bridge, hydrology. Obviously, this has to be approved by both DD4 and Harris County Flood Control, traffic control, utilities, geotech. There is a pipeline along the west side of this roadway that's probably hopefully won't have to get relocated, but may. And so it's a total engineering expense of about $726,000. And then this is the reimbursement agreement that we would be financing it. And then the engineering proposal and the reimbursement agreement would be considered by council on February 23rd if you approve this tonight.
What's the title line that runs through the park?
That is the county line. So the park is in both Fort Bend, Harris, and Brazoria County.
Well, we've got all three.
Got all three, yeah. So then this is
this is the Harris County line here, and then Brazoria, and then this is where the three counties meet. So this would all be Harris County, Fort Bend County. This is all Brazoria County.
Okay. And Kingsley, that road from the Beltway down, is that Harris County or is that city?
So, you know, this will be one of those roads. It'll be a 100-foot right-of-way, and 20 feet of it will be in the city of Pearland, and 80 feet will be in our EPJ or Harris County. But we envision that the district, the Lower Kirby Management District, will probably finance the road and pay for the road. We may try to get county or state or federal funds to do it. But in the last bond issue that the district did, they did size their bond that they could do a large share of that road.
That was the $200 million bond?
Yeah, was it quite $200 million? Yeah, it's close to that. I think, somewhere in that range.
That was the bond that only had like four or five people vote on.
It was unique.
We'll take it. Unique or bond?
Yeah. Happy to answer any questions.
The total of $726,000. I'm just looking at page two. The numbers don't add up. Am I missing?
Yeah, we might be missing something about
like that. Three inch down and something.
Good thing there.
That's not even quite 500.
Yeah, it's 488, 429.
Yeah, we're missing something. I know it's 726.
I expect that from JW. That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, now it's all on mission. Now it's all on
mission.
The
numbers just got
you
off the page.
The balance is to buy us a bus for an extra bus.
I know it's not 448,000, though, too. So.
I was just missing a digit in front of the reimbursable expenses.
But even if you change the twos to threes, we're still short.
Yeah. That's fine.
So the difference is exactly 238,000.
Basic services is 486,160.
What was it?
Which one was it?
The top line, 486,160.
486,160.
Okay. Numbers, rest of the numbers will be right.
That makes more sense. I was like, man, LJA's going to sign the deal.
When are they estimated to be complete with this?
So we have to be done by the end of 2028 for the TERS to expire. So I imagine they'll try to get this engineering done in 6 months, 9 months.
Would you say, Valerie?
Yeah. And the pipeline will probably be the big variable.
All right.
Just to clarify,
go ahead.
So this 726 that we're voting to approve on is to do the work to then, you said it was 4 million-ish?
Yeah.
And then it was a total potentially of 16 million to go all the way to the Beltway, correct?
Correct.
And the 4 million includes the engineering of 726.
So correct. Yeah. So the bridge estimate's about 3.2 million.
All right, can I get a motion and a second to approve the chair to execute a reimbursement agreement with the City of Pearland to fund the reconstruction of Kingsley Drive Bridge at Clear Creek in an amount not to exceed $4
million? So moved.
JW and Michi, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes 5-0. All right, moving on to the Memorandum of Understanding with Lower Kirby Pearland Management District for Administrative Services.
So we do a lot of administrative services, as you all are aware, with the management district. So we wanted to have a more formal agreement with them.
All right. The board is returning from executive session at 6:43 p.m. For the voting deliberations regarding economic development negotiations, project 2202. Can I get a motion and a second to approve the First Amendment to the loan agreement for project 2202?
Thank you.
As discussed in executive session.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion by Ken, second by Jerry. Directors, is there any further discussion? All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Deliberations regarding economic development negotiations project number 2404. Can I get a motion and a second to approve the First Amendment to the loan agreement for project 2404 as discussed in executive session?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Motion by JW, second by Michi. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Deliberations regarding economic development negotiations project 2300. Can I get a motion and a second to recommend to City Council the amendment to the development agreement as discussed in executive session for project 2300?
Motion.
Second.
All right. Motion by Jerry, second by JW. Directors, is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Deliberations regarding economic development negotiations project 2601. Can I get a motion and a second to approve for the president to negotiate land acquisition for project 2601 as discussed in executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Michi and Kim. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. And we are going to move on to the activity report.
Yep. So real quick, in your packet, we have our Pearland Prosperity implementation matrix. And so as you'll remember, we go over this and update this twice a year. And it's not just us. It's all of our partners that are responsible for the various activities of the Pearland Prosperity Plan. In this last meeting that we had, we went over infill and redevelopment. Mr. Wiley did that, and then Fabiola was there from Public Works, and we went through infrastructure and mobility. So I won't go through anything specific, but obviously we do put a lot of effort into going through and updating all the various 11 initiatives and the various activities and things on there. So please, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to take them or as you look through that. And if nothing on that, then I'll turn it over to Wilson. She'll bring us home on the marketing campaign.
I'm not sure if this is where I want to stand or not. Between everybody at home. But I will be quick. This is just an overview of our 2025 marketing campaign. As a reminder of what our tactics were in 2025, digital, we had paid search, YouTube pre-roll, Meta, which would be Facebook and Instagram, and LinkedIn. Then for broad awareness, we had partnerships with Houston Public Media via radio, Houston Business Journal with print and sponsored content, Jizz Now with sponsored content, as well as Connected TV. Just some highlights of those results. Search engine for really strong engagement. We had an 8.19%, which I was thrilled to see with search. It showed that we were hitting the right people and they were clicking through for the right information. LinkedIn had great engagement. And I know these numbers seem small, but in the advertising world, anything over 1% is always really strong. Solid below industry average cost per click. Pre-roll, also solid impressions with a 60.72 view-through rate.
And then as far as broad awareness tactics, that included, like I said, connected TV, Houston Public Media, which is KUHF, Houston Business Journal, BizNow, we earned over 9 million impressions.
Is view through rate, does that mean they watch a whole thing, or how much do they have to watch of it for that to count?
They're watching about 60%. On average, we're watching about 60% of our...
So that's what that number, 60.72...
Mm-hmm. Of the 649,000 people, they watch 60% of the video.
Yeah.
On average.
Wow.
That's fascinating data. Gosh.
That's...
So it's cool. Just real high level. This is... We had about 18.9 awesome. Million impressions. Yeah. 218 ad clicks, and then we saw 43,356 website users. One thing I'm going to highlight about our website users, which I was thrilled to see, about 98% of those users were new. Also, the views per active user, so that is the number of page views per active user, was three point five five pages. So that has increased from 1.98 from 2024. So we're seeing good engagement on our website, and I'm pleased to see that people are moving through and viewing. And we have a lot of information on there. It's information heavy, but it remains information heavy. But I'm glad people are able to find value in it and stay active on the site. Just some highlights with organic social. These were our three top performing organic social posts across LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. So LinkedIn, I talked about this in my last report. It was our feature featuring Burns and McDonald. We earned 27,000 impressions, which at this point had been the highest viewed post we'd ever put out until we posted about HCA in December. That post on Facebook earned over 30,000 impressions. And then we had our, on Instagram. Instagram is a much smaller platform for us, small but mighty, but that one had about 200,000 impressions, or not 200,000, 200 impressions for our best places to live post.
And is it just the demographics, you think, of why, like, younger kids are on Instagram, they don't care about economic development, or, like, what's the...
Well, Instagram, we've only had it for about... a year and a half, mm-hmm. So it's a very young account for us.
Okay.
I started it after I came here. I'm sort of questioning if it needs to continue, but it's not really costing us anything either. So, it's good. LinkedIn and Facebook are where we see true traction. LinkedIn, it was Burns and McDonald. People drove the engagement on LinkedIn, and then we'll see great.
They're probably a company of 15,000 people, I imagine.
Yeah.
But is that the post that was about the
training center?
This training? Yeah. See, that's that was a good one.
And that had TV. I mean, they were a great event.
And then HCA, anything that is highly community related is going on Facebook. It's just going to get people's attention. People were commenting, asking HCA to hire them on our posts.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Not really the place, but sure. Okay.
Just tag Mo.
And then I don't know if anybody has been on to our website in the last 20 days.
No.
But we did launch our new website. I haven't announced it fully. I'm still making sure that everything is functioning and it's functioning well. But I kind of wanted to give it one.
That's kind of shame.
Because the website page use another.
Right now. That's good. This has been about year and a half long project for me. So I'm really happy to see it to go live. As I have told Matt and Adrian and everyone else, this will always be a work in progress. So we will continue to improve. One thing we're really working on looking at is how we optimize data capture and getting newsletter subscribers and then contact us queries, and how we're really flowing people through the site so they don't just land and then bounce off, which is what goes back to our 3.55 average pages it's per user. So.
Are you actually doing this, or are we working with the market?
We worked with a company, and we worked with a company called ED Suite. They specialize specifically in economic development websites.
Because our previous firm that we'd worked with for over a decade went
closed. I don't know if they went out of business, but they didn't want to do it. So it had transferred over to a company called Houston, or they called it Houston, but it's not spelled Houston. And they were just sort of hosting the site. I didn't end up going with them for the final build out. So click through. Really happy with it. That's a video there. It's not just a static image of, but I had to convert this to PDF, so we couldn't get
Actually, it'll make us go to the website.
Yeah. I'm a little like, oh, no. Take a look, and if you do find anything, do not hesitate to let me know that you...
You guys are all there for playing my team, so...
There's a little translate function on it. It does Google Translate, and at one point, Matt Pino thought he had broken the whole website when he translated to German. I was like, you didn't break anything. It's okay.
Oh,
so you're out of here.
Select language. I gotcha. Okay.
Don't make it small in those headshots. Maybe it's small enough.
We need smaller headshots.
No, smile.
Smile.
Happy guys, smile.
We have to get Dina in her dinner and they roll.
I think I do need to update that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
That's all I have. So any questions?
We're looking at the same now.
Dina smiles.
Dina has a great headshot.
It's like this smirky look. Out of all of them, I like polled my friends and family. I was like, okay, y'all pick which one. But I was like, that is the weirdest.
Call it the Dina.
Nice. Thank y'all very much. Sure. Let's go with that. That's awesome, Melissa. Thank you for sharing all that.
Good job, Melissa.
Well done.
Good job. Yeah.
Well done.
And way to go on getting so many engagement. More click-throughs.
Yeah.
It is great. Okay, sorry. Lost my paper. All right, I think we're just in that journey, aren't we? Is that it?
Yep.
All right, guys, with no other business before the board, we will adjourn our meeting at 6:55 p.m.